Saturday morning, our experts program continues, and that means that Nan Lesnick is joining us from the Lesnick Company. Good morning, Nan.
Good morning, Mark.
Great to have you with us. And we started talking the other day about kind of some stock market perspective. How does the coronavirus blowback for equities stack up against market history? And you'd kind of gotten into that. And one of the things that you had mentioned had to do with maybe a projected 10-year expected return for the U.S. stock market. And it increased to 6.8% annualized based on a simulated projection from the firm's model. And they did that on March 12th. But that's up from a 4.4% forecast at the end of 2019. So that's almost a 50% increase, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's kind of crazy. But I believe that, you know, what I was able to take from that is that when we get through this, the recovery is expected to be very strong. So there's no reason to believe that we're not going to have a strong recovery. The question is, how long will the recovery take?
Okay. And when will it
start? So they're talking, and when will it start? That's exactly right. If you can visualize some characters in the alphabet, some letters in the alphabet, the best scenario is a V. We go nearly straight down. Will we go nearly straight up or just to the, you know, on the legs of a V? Right now, that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Possible. I'm not saying probable. I'm saying possible. The next one is a U. The next one is a U. And the U is likely more possible. Okay, I'm using careful words here because I don't know. When people ask me, say, I'm interested in hearing what you think the market's going to do. Well, I don't like to answer questions like that because, first of all, I don't know, and neither does anyone else. But there are some things that we can learn from history, and one of them is that we may, in fact, have a U. Now, I don't think that it would be a huge U, but again, that's what I don't think. The third scenario is the L, and that is that we went down and we're going to stay down for a prolonged period of time. That I do not believe. I do not believe that we're going to stay down for a prolonged period of time for many reasons. All of manufacturing that was brought back to the United States, and I think that we're probably going to see some more manufacturing brought back to the United States because we may have determined that, especially the drug companies, that we've perhaps put too much faith in our relationship with China. And that's really got nothing to do with what the origin of the virus was. And the fact about that is nobody will ever know what the actual origin was. That's just sort of crazy speculation. But nevertheless, what we will be looking at carefully, and there's already a lot of talk about it, is how much of our pharmaceutical industry is farmed out to China. And it seems as though it's quite a bit. So it used to be, you know, what's interesting is I remember, I guess it was after 2002, understanding that a lot of our pharmaceutical manufacturing was being done in Ireland. And I really don't know when it changed. I don't have that information. But nevertheless, I think we're going to bring some more of that back home. So we've got a lot going for us. All we need to do is to unleash the demand. Okay. In other words, we need to start spending money again.
Yes. You'd mentioned we were just talking about that annualized return rate being projected to be up. And I remember a couple of weeks ago, you and I were talking about the RMD, the required minimum distribution limits being lowered for a certain group of recipients, those, I believe, over the age of, was it 72?
Yeah, but I'm not sure what you're talking about, the requirement being lowered.
Well, you didn't have to take out more than, it had been like a little over 4%, and you could take out 3.65% as a required minimum distribution. Do you remember when we were talking about that?
I do. That was just really not how much you're required to take out, but what the actual performance will be and the drawdown numbers could be because your money is invested for a longer time.
Okay. And I was just thinking with this projection of the 10-year annualized rate being as high as that 6.8%, that would certainly be welcome news to people who are taking out less than that out of their funds.
Absolutely.
They could look at that and say, hey, you know, if this is true and this holds good, I could be in pretty good shape, you know, down the road.
That's right. You're absolutely right about that. There are many reasons to think optimistically about this, even though, you know, it's sort of like staying home. It's kind of a pain to have to think, oh, I don't feel like cooking dinner tonight. Oh, yeah, well, I either go pick up something, you know, to carry out, or I cook dinner. The idea of going out for dinner is a fleeting thought. Get rid of that. We're not doing that for a while. And so we have these little bits of negativity, but on the other hand, we have the positive on the other side. And I just choose to think that the positive on the other side is going to be very rewarding. But in that said, in my business, what that emphasizes is you've got to have a plan, and you've got to have a plan for the soon bucket. Our clients have, for the most part, clients who have been working with us and done what we have recommended that they do are not worried now because their soon bucket is going to carry them through a long period of time, up to 10 years.
Right.
If we were to have a prolonged, now we're not going to have a 10-year stay down that low for a 10-year period of time, but what it does is it allows us to not draw on those securities that are recovering from this economic setback.
Those are certainly some encouraging words, and really the key is having a plan, because it's the plan that helps you get through these types of times. You know, if you're just flying by the seat of your pants, you're really placing your future at risk, because
that's right.
You don't have all the information you need to make the best decisions.
You're absolutely right. That is absolutely the truth. So the plan is always better. And you know, years ago we used to say having no financial plan is like getting in the car for a vacation and not knowing where you're going. Well, sometimes it works out to be a lot of fun. You find out, you know, you get to some place and you go, wow, this is really cool. But most of the time, the anxiety of where are we going to end up? Where are we going to sleep? Where are we going to eat? And so forth is not worth the agony of not having a plan. So especially when you're retired and you don't have a whole lot of time to make up for these losses, having the plan is important. And you know what? We can work with people virtually these days to help them get their plan underway.
That's right. Yeah, you don't have to actually walk into the office. You can contact Dan over the telephone or via email, and you guys can do things over FaceTime or over Zoom. There are a lot of different ways to meet with people and start establishing a relationship. So give Dan a call. Telephone number for Lesnick Company is 656-0236. I don't know why I gapped on that for a moment, but I did. And and online, it's lesnickcompany.com. Nan's email is nan@lesnickcompany.com. Nan, thank you for your time, and we'll get together and do this again on Thursday as we roll through this strange time together, all of us.
All right, Mark. Look forward to it.